Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, today we're starting Packet Zion. And hopefully we're getting near the first, Chelek, that we stop and have some type of Chazara sorts. Okay, but we still haven't gotten there yet. Okay, so there is a story set over about Reb Chaim Brisker. It has to do with Yerodea. It has to do with a lot of the sodas that we did. Reb Shechter likes to say it over. He actually wrote it up in his Sefer Bikriyat Zon in a footnote. And then I found in the Kovetz Moriah, page one. Kovetz Moriah was the Kovetz that's put out by Machon Yerushalayim. It's a very good Kovetz. He says over the story as well, so you could read the story in different. So maybe we'll look in Rav Shechter's footnote here. Maybe it's easier to read it there. You could read it again in the page one, and it's a fascinating story again. It has all the yesodos that we've been talking about. So it puts everything together, and it's a good thing for you. You know, it gets your mind thinking as well. So we'll start with the story and see all the makoros and things like that. And then there's also important Shuvah Sdod Yehuda we have to get to. Okay, Baruch Hashem, that's what to do. So ready to go. Okay. So he tells over a story. At the end, if you look at the end of bracket in the third column in the footnote, he says, "Shamadi sibur advar mikvod hagon Rav Gershon Sachs." You know, hagon Rav Gershon Sachs. What? Who's Rav Gershon Sachs? Son. In other words, so he is Chofetz Chaim's grandson. Yeah. So he, Gershon, was in Muncie. He's a Chofetz Chaim's grandson. He's the son of Ramendel. Ramendel Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, who was the Bochen. This very yeshiva. Before Peretzky. Next time you're in the Morg Shul, if you ever daven in the Morg basement, the covering of the bima says Lezeich and Nishmas Habochen and Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky. So that's where you could look. So Rav Gershon was. It's interesting that Rav Gershon used to give us a weekly shiur in Baropok. Every Sunday, late afternoon, evening, whatever. And a lot of Chashavu Boyu people used to attend the shir, like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen and Rabbi Tversky and Rabbi David Horowitz and Rabbi and others used to. Rabbi Ganak and others used to attend that shir. And then he said, heard the shir from Rav Gershon Zaks, and the Bodo Chaim Tovim now is no longer allowed before Hagor Rav Zelig Epstein. Rav Zelig Epstein? Who's Rav Zelig Epstein? No, no. Not a bad guess, but. Rav Epstein's famous yeshiva in New Kew Gardens.
Oh,
Shara Torah. I don't know. Are they related? I don't know for sure. Are the Epsteins from maybe they are. So Rav Zelig Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shara Torah. You know, Shara Torah is from Rav Zelig Epstein is a grandson-in-law of Shimon Shkab. That's what Shah had, you know. So that's what Rabbi Shah claims, that he has heard these stories from these two people. Okay, so let's get to the story. But it's good to know the people around, you know, good to know. Shabbati Shapam Imir Shagon, Eliezer tells her, Ishtate b'chasunos echad m'bnei hagrach m'brisk. In other words, Rav Leizer tells her, said he attended a chasana of one of Rav Chaim's sons, I guess in Brisk. And he went back to the Tells after the wedding. So he was telling everyone, you know, about the wedding. So instead of just saying, you know, what they served, Amar l'chachmei yeshivoso sharav m'brisk yodeh be'emes lumo. He said that Rav Chaim Brisker, he said he was impressed that there was a shaila that came up at the wedding, and he was impressed how Rav Chaim dealt with the shaila. That's what Rav Leizer tells her, was telling the people back in Tells. Ki ira she'ele binyane isav heter. And again, Rav Chaim, you know, obviously he was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was. But his main thing was he was the Maggid Shir at the Lajan. He wasn't as I told you, the local posek in Brisk was Rav Simcha Zelig. That's you know, the regular shilas of, you know, or Chaim Yerideya. But the real big shilas, who did Rav Chaim go to? The real big shilas. The big shilas, he went to none other. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was the Posek Hador. So that's why they named this yeshiva after Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. It's the Posek Hador. Mom is the Posek Hador. No. No. when he passed away, so it was around the time they were, I think Shaka mentioned it, so they named the yeshiva after him. But he was the poet, and supposedly I was told that Reb Chaim, when he would ask Reb Simcha Zelig, he would say, don't give me the svar. If it's any svar, I can always shlug it. Just tell me the psak and I'll follow whatever you say. Because, you know, so that's why I try in my shiurim to teach some, because most people go through their yeshiva education here in this yeshiva, never hearing one piece of Torah from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, not even one. Because, now let me explain to you why. Why is that? Because you have to realize that, say you had Rabbi Elchanan, right? Rabbi Elchanan, you know, these people, so who are they teaching, these people? Rabbi Elchanan was teaching like teenagers, you know, or, you know, Rabbi Chaim also, in philosophy, was teaching younger people, and as far as in that. So Mela, those svaras are still, you know, good for people of our generation who are of that age or maybe a little older to hear. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's audience, he was getting shailas from Rabbi Chaim Brisker or from, you know, people themselves were Gedolei Yisrael. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was the posek hador. So most people, when they're still in the yeshiva, they're not on that level yet to learn Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's, you know, tshuvas yet. So it's if a person's staying in Koilo and is going to be able to become, you know, learning many years and wants to see a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, so that's, you know, so usually the time you finish your most people finish the yeshiva education, they're not up to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan yet. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was, yeah. So here, apparently, you know, maybe Rav Simcha Zelig wasn't, maybe at the wedding, I don't know. Maybe he was, I don't know. But the Rav Chaim was asked the shaila. And he was so impressed. Ki ira she'ela binyana yitzvaterat hora g'grach ki halacha betuv tam v'das. So ultimately, we'll see the mice, and then we're not going to see how he passed, and we'll see how you guys passed, right? Let's see how you guys pass. Shakama balabatim vishlu basar debate. See, it wasn't like today. You had caterers. Today you have catering. No one would let you bring your own home cooked food into a wedding. You have a hashgacha, and it's done through the auspices of the mashgiach of the caterer. So, but then it was more low key. They didn't have official caterers, so people would be cooking in their own kitchens and then bring it to the wedding. So, so a couple of balabatim cooked meat in their home private homes. The suda sachasana. So apparently, in one of these people's houses, they had a piece of treif meat. Shekonu me'akatzov, they bought it from the butcher. Why would they buy it from the butcher? Al manas lachilu lachasul, to give it to their cat. Maybe they had to eat up the mice. So whatever. This is the way he's saying over the story. So he had some treif meat. Palpitos zarka hamishareses. So she, these well-meaning maids in the house who mean well, but they sometimes mess things up. And she took the thing and she put it with. She saw there was meat cooking. She saw some meat on the table. So she says, "Oh, I'll do you a favor. I'll put it in the pot." And now they don't know. They can't tell which ezo chatiha. So they didn't know how to build the Afshar Lama and Aldorim. So they weren't able to know whether there was shishim and the kosher meat connected these treif meat. Okay, stop here. Don't even look any further. So mim b'mino also means rabbanon, and therefore.
And therefore, even though there's a suffix here, we start with tzadikah is getting more than suffix.
It should be also why it's been.
It's just a suffix. I don't know if I have shishim or not. And that the chaver said no first. That's not the usher. Even if it's in.
If you don't know, you don't know shishim, but it's mimbamino.
It doesn't matter. Only a suffix of mishpach of that kind of that sort. But this is just a suffix of. I just don't know how many I have. So then you have to be
Here, you know, it's a suffix. Why is it a suffix shishim?
It says, "I have built the actual lamor all the very higher sub shishim." I go cut the below.
Because they don't know what. Shekam kam chatichas the chatichas gedolos v'tam katanas v'kdeir gedol v'isnof. I built the actual lamor all the very higher shamish. So they don't know how big that piece was and how big the other. So kinek chatichas has trei below. So it's l'chor, it's a suffix shishim.
It says here in Shulchan Aruch,
here, read it to me.
Amed varm v'shenishvach, abal as iser shenit arda behetir, v'hu l'faneinu, v'i asher l'hamod al shiro, af al picha, v'hu me'isurim shal nipreim, asur.
No, because if you don't know, you don't know how to measure.
This is the case, he says, where it's impossible to determine if there is shishim. The suffix looks
really unknown. This is because you, why? Because you don't know how to measure.
No, because you don't remember how big the piece was.
No, but okay, so the case of Shulchan Aruch.
Right, but why is this different? I mean, these are both reasons why you can't measure. One case, because you took it wrong, it's content out. One case, you don't have a piece, you're there.
You don't know how big that piece was and how much, you don't know which, you don't know whether it was shishim.
Right, both cases, you don't know whether it was
shishim. There's no problem with that. Take the biggest piece of the pot, pull it out and measure the rest against that piece. Then you know if you have more than 60, you're okay.
In other words, if you would take the biggest piece in the pot, but he doesn't know. You mean so?
The biggest one is the trade. The
scenario is the biggest piece.
Okay, so let's say the biggest piece is more than 160.
But maybe he doesn't know whether there was more, how much, maybe it was more than one piece. There were a lot of, you know, So apparently there was some suffix. It's hard to know the exact. Okay, let's see if we have it was written up in this. In this Look in page 7 here. Look at the first page here. The shtei kedeish shel baser, achas shel yehudi v'achas shel eino yehudi, shenis arvu v'chakach. This nishpach. Okay, that's the way it's written in this story. Look. Yeah, I'm a little scared now. Pull you back.
Page 1, first
line,
second line.
Nishpach.
In our copy, it doesn't have the word nishpach. Very important word. Nishpach is going to be a big
pull. Yeah, you see, it says the nun and the shin are cut off. Pach, it says, but it's nishpach.
So if it's nishpach, that's on his base, that's going to be mutter. It was only after the Rabbanah.
Right. So you're saying...
It depends how the story was told.
Yeah, so...
if it was nishpach, then it's going
to be... Yeah, so... Okay. So it was a type of nishpach scenario. That's the way he says it here.
So if it's nishpach, why isn't it just...
It's partial. Right. That's... So that's why he obviously. Moshe Rosenberg says it's simple. You just have to learn a little tzadik ches, and you're good.
Unless the pot had other things in it, then it's not a good meal. But Matthias right now is just a big pot of meat.
Why is this box in the meat?
Because. The different reasons.
Okay, so let's assume it is a regular situation of nishpach.
And if it's the assumption here
is
it's just
an amino,
so that's
not.
If it's not
an amino, it gets more common. Right. So now Rav Chaim is gonna explain why it's not as simple as you think it is.
Right.
So now we can go back to the page 2. On the third, second column of the footnotes, third one.
That's what you were hoping we would say, yeah? You're hoping that we would say it's simple and tzadik has
base. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now we got there. Vahora hagraf, the after busser, the busser, umin, bimino, the lovai shishim, alam midrabanan, koki have the patim sofik shishim, we were based in tzadik has, because mokum can have. Habasser hatreifa shehoisim yeres lachilas hachosol avay bevadel lo nimlach. So he says, but the treif meat didn't have melicha done to it, so that means there was blood in the treif meat. So the melo, when that treif piece of meat was put in the wat, it's mimeshayino mino. Because even though it's mimimino from the perspective of the meat, but treif meat is usually not salted, because anyone who's going to eat treif meat is not interested in doing malicha, because they're not interested in the isadam, because they're eating treif anyway. So now it's a suffix, the raisa.
Right.
Okay, so it gets even better. Me'achashem mim she'en amino be'in and shishim idaraisa sichim lachmer bo b'chol sofik shishim. Okay, so Rav Chaim says, no, you can't say like Moshe Rosenberg, you have to say it's a Safek Daraisa. So now he's saying that it's what? It's Asa, it should be Asa. But then he said, no, but there's a din that Dam Shebishlo is only Rabbana. So even though it's Dam, you're cooking it, it's Dam Shebishlo, so therefore it's only a din Rabbana. After kind of Dam Shebishlo Rabbana, so now is the pull punchline of the Rav Chaim. V'zeh chidesh hagrach taina davka dam bibehema k'shera. Hava v'uv duzu hari medubar haya b'chatichas basa treifa uv dam bibehema treifa nosaf al isu hadam sheish kan v'hava isu midaraisa gam b'toras yotzei min ha'osa. Because the blood of a treifa is not just isu blood, right, where it would be minshei amino, and therefore we would have to be machmir. It's an iser of yotzei min ha'aser, right? And so therefore, even though dam shebishlo is only drabanan, but this dam is not just an iser dam. It's an iser what? Of yotzei min ha'aser, of treifa, and the din of dam shebishlo knocks it down to a drabanan, is only when there's an Isser Dam. But if this is a Dam, there's also Isser Wat, Yotzi Minister of Trefa, and the Trefa, there's no din of Trefa Shabishal is the Rabbanon, Trefa Shabishal is an Isser Daraisa. So Mamela, it comes out that it's that the Dam is the Shiloh of Daraisa, even though it's Dam Shabishlo. But this Dam has a din of, this Dam has a din of Trefa also. And Mamela, the Bishul is not going to knock it down to a Drabanan. So Mamela, the Dam is going to be a Mimshay, the Dam is of a Trefa, is Mimshay Namino and the Kosher. And Mamela, it's off there, it's a Suffolk Shishim, and it's Mimshay Namino, Tamkiger Daraisa. And it's Suffolk, so it's a Suffolk Daraisa, Luchumra. Mamela, the Suffolk Shishim, Mimshay Namitsuichim Lachmir. That's. So that was the psak.
Then he goes weiter.
Yeah. Well,
he goes weiter to discuss maybe it's not true.
Yeah, so that we have, but that's the Rashi problem of the story.
Yes. I mean, what does the Yotzei min ha'aser mean?
Yotzei min ha'aser means like this. Say you have a non-kosher a camel. Say you have a camel. And you milk the camel, your camel's milk. So camel's milk is not kosher, because it comes from a non-kosher animal. So yotzei min ha'aser is aser. So mamela,
how is that different from just being treif?
No, because milk should be kosher.
Or honey.
Right, so, but since it came out from a non-kosher animal, so even though technically it should have been kosher, because milk is milk, should be kosher, but since it comes out from a non-kosher animal, so yotzei min ha'aser is aser.
And we apply that by blood also, because blood would never be kosher.
We discuss this right there.
Even by blood, because blood, if it's bishul, if you bevashel the blood, it's only the rabbanon. But if it's a yotzei min ha'aser from a treifa, then it'll be still an Issa Daraisa. So blood is kosher min ha'Torah, if it's bishlo, so it is kosher min ha'Torah. But if it's yotzei min ha'aser, it comes from the treifa animal, so therefore it has a din treifa, and if it's bishlo, is not going to knock down the only the Easter of blood shabal is knocked down when it's
And we're saying that even if the animal was like, let's say, a cow that would have been kosher, it just wasn't technically shechted or whatever properly, so it was treif. So, you know, that's what
we're
saying.
That's different. A nevela is dam nevela. That's a different thing.
So blood from a nevela would not be yotzei min ha'aser because it's really mutter?
Well, because nevela only becomes a nevela when it's, what does a nevela mean? It died without shechita. So therefore, it's only going to become it's not Yotze Min HaAser when the Isser only started when it's dead. Understand? Trefer is a trefer already when it's alive. Nevela is only happens to be a Nevela, so you don't say Yotze Min HaAser of Nevela.
So in that case, we're talking about an animal that wasn't kosher to begin with for the cat food, like a pig or something.
We're talking about a trefer.
Meaning a cow that was treif versus a cow that was a nevela? I'm confused. What do you mean?
Trefer means that it's a kosher animal, but it has a puncture in the lung or something like that.
Isn't that also a suffix?
You could assume it's not a treifa.
Somehow,
like we said by milk.
I understand, but somehow, given of the story, was a treifa. You want to know how did they know that it was a treifa, and not, you know. Well, maybe it's, the way he has it is it's either a nevela or a treifa.
If it's an
nevela,
it should be mutter.
Okay, so the question is do you have a concept of yotze min haAser of nevela also or not? So wait till we read
first. The thing in this piece that they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So you got it. Okay, slow.
Okay, so that was his psach, the chumrah. So that was his psach, that it was a chumrah. So let's see a little bit about how this works here. So if you take a look on page 3, then we're psachim the chavbeis of Ralph. So the Gemara has this is the sugya of Chizkiya and Rav Abahu about if the Torah says lo sochal lo yochal, does that mean iser just an iser achil or even an iser hana? So the Gemara says. So the question is, dam says lo sochal by dam. So chora, if you hold that any time it says lo shen achila, it's also an iser hana. So how come dam is mutter b'hana? Or get an asher? So he says like this, that no, it's mutter because the savor of avok shechutra nevela. The pasuk says nevela is mutter b'hana because the gemara says the pasuk says lo tochol kol nevela. That you can't eat the vela, but you can give it away. You can sell it and get money for it. So it's matter in the vela. So when it's matter in the vela, it's matter he, the meat of the nevela, chelba, the chelav, the gida, the gidanoshim, the all mutter. What? Yeah, so by dam, if dam is coming later, yeah. Laretz shvichet chamayim. Chamayim is mutter, so this is mutter. Chamayim, so yeah. So it's a separate heter. So we can touch this. Right? Dam, the Rahman Omar. Tosha says, "Mashma the dam lo havi b'chal behem, k'lo mishanik shehutra behem adaman nami hutra." Right? Because why did it say when it's hutra in the nevela that it's matter the dam too? So it's mashma that the dam is not part of the nevela.
So.
Right, so dam is not part of the nevela because it's so therefore it's not going to be included in the heter of the nevela. So there were Rav Chaya. So continuing in the story here. So take a look on page 2 in the footnote again, second column, 5 lines on the bottom. After Tosis, so Rav Chaim says there's a difference between the veil and trefa. The basis trefa asura midaraisa. Itam yotzim in aser, a god of aser. Well, beitzas nevela is yev shal aser itam yotzim. So the achashin is nabla of a pasuk as gidul ha a beitza. From mashu god of beitza v'chayi of ein ze b'shum yotzim na aser shay nevela chal of alam hamisa. So he says that Tosis is talking about the gemara of nevela. So nevela doesn't have an iser, right? So it's not baser, and there's no din of yotze. But trefa is different, because dam trefa is also. So the Tosa says that dam is not included in the veil. It's only by the veil, but trefa is different, because trefa is mechayim. So therefore, the dam is circulating in the body when the trefa is alive, right? Because trefa, you can have a trefa when it's alive. It already got punctured when it was alive. So it's trefa. And the dam is considered coming out from the trefa animal, so therefore it has a din trefa. Tosa says it doesn't have a din nevela. No, that's by nevela, because there's no din of yotze by nevela, only din of yotze by trefa. In this case, it's trefa and not nevela, and memela, it's going to be aser. That's the way the story. So that's the last link to the story, is this Tosis. Well, so now we should learn some of the Makoros to see what's the story. So take a look in Parsha Shmini on page 4. Ezebo Sochu Mimale Hagera, Mafrise Haparsa Sakamal, Kimale Gerahu, Ufarsa Inena Mafris, Tomehulachem. So the camel chews its cud but doesn't have split hoofs. So it's not kosher animal. And yeah. So so if you look here in Bechoros, so there's a famous sugi in Bechoros on page 7 of Vav Amud Beis. So first the Gemara says at the top, Shimon Omer Gomel Gomel Shnei Pa'amim. Because what does it have to say here? If you look in the pasuk by Gomel, it says Gomel twice. So it's a Gomel. What's the Shnei Pa'amim teaching us? So he says that the point of the two times of Gomel is. So one is to teach you about a gomel that was nolad from a gomel, and one is to teach you a gomel that's nolad min a parah. The other, so it's a mutation of sorts. And the other one is chad la'asar atzmo, chad la'asar chelbo. The one is to asa the camel itself, and one is to asa the milk of the camel. And this is one of the sources that there's a concept of yotze min ha'asar. That's one of the sources of yotze min ha'asar. Okay. So then the Gemara goes ahead and says, the call of the behemoth tahorim and all of the shari. So why is call of in general mutter? And if you look at the sugya of Shechel, it always points out either look further, either it should be also mishun dam nekav and asa call of. So all milk started off as blood, or because of, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the two things from the Gemara before is that it's Avi Menachai. So if there's a concept, if there's any live animal, even a kosher live animal, the milk should have an Isser of Yotzei. Either why? Because it's Yotzei from Avi Menachai, or it's because of the concept of Dam Nekar and Asa Cholof.
Which we don't assume that
is. Okay, whatever. Right, okay, but the Maisa, it's...
The Gemara says it different.
But
you should think that the earth is flat. As a revenue worker said, the scientific method is that they do research and they come up one thing, and then 20 years later they say, "Oh, it's
yeah, but they know that they don't need as much
butter.
Okay, but because either way, you still have the question. It's still Avi Menachai, so it should still be a Vasim Mishum Avi Menachai. So why is milk water? So the Gemara tells us the Asar Rachman and Basar B'Cholov Halachud Ishari. It says Basar B'Cholov is Asar, so it's Mashma that Basar B'Cholov is Asar because the two things are water, and they made a union of Basar B'Cholov and it became Asar. But you see from the din of Basar B'Cholov that if Cholov had been Asr on its own right, then you would have needed to have an Isra of Cholov. So, Bekitza, this is the sugya here of teaching us of the concept of Yotzei min Asr. So, the question is, and then another source, the Shach always likes to quote the source of the Pasuk in Shemini, page 8, the Eis Bas Hayana. So the daughter of the Bas Hayana. So the Gemara Dash is Bas Hayana. The Shach always points out that the Gemara says, what do you mean? Bas Hayana is also a Yana. So Shoshana said, that's why the Gemara Darshans, Shoshana pointed out, the Gemara was more than Basayan is also Yan. So why is it saying Basayan? So the Gemara Darshans baits us Yan. The Bas is to be understood as the egg of the Yan, Basayan, yeah, page 10. On Psalm of Galan of Beis. What is the Bas Hayana?
Rebbe, what does the Torah gain by saying Bas instead of Beitzim?
Elazor Beitza Tameya. One second.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's another source. Now there is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether, and you also may ask, do you get malchus or not?
Why isn't it just obviously, part of the
Isra,
whichever
Isra
it is, why
do
you
know the Isra? Yeah, the trefa is the meat. This is a separate thing.
Why is it separate?
It's not meat. Well, milk is a different thing than meat. This, the animal is producing the milk. This is not the animal.
The story didn't say the butter, it says the tofu referring to whole animal.
No, the Israel
were not said about the meat,
they
said about the animal.
Maybe not. Maybe Pasha says it's
Masa
Vasada. Masa. Okay. Oh, so take a look here. In page 9, Samach Dal Amnal, where it says, Ela Amar Rava, she imrikma v'ochla, loka alaha. So you had the, you have the sherets that was in the egg. So it's coming out of the animal. So it became a sheretz. So you loke it. So Tosa says a kasha, loke it with a sheretz. So told lachil malchus, lamali rikma. Whereas if a rikma means it turned into the sheretz. But why do you need rikma? Tosa, because it's yotze min asr, even if it wouldn't turn into a sheretz. Rikma means it turned into it transformed. Into a what? Yeah, so it turns into a sheretz. So the egg comes out, and it has inside a sheretz. So then he says you get malchus if you eat it. But wouldn't you get malchus even if you didn't turn in? Say it didn't yet form into a sheretz, but it's still yotzei min aser of a non-kosher animal. So that's a tozis kasher. Why do you need that it transformed? Even if it didn't transform, it should be also because of Yotzei min Aser. So Tosa says, Lama l'rikma, hakayim lo kol Yotzei min tami tami. So he answers, and he gives you all the sources. So he says, Yesh lomar, bottom line, the sphere leads the oath. Yot yofinim, avon dav shem min hedra, avon bezah shersh, avon stav yofinim mitmeya. So he says, wait, before that, one second. So what's his answer to the kasha? So he says, Nirul Farsh, I'm sorry, the basis of Torah Dafkum is the Shard and Tashin come on. It's Chokhiz Yisru Basian and Lassor. Yep, Hach Beitzaki Eva Benachai, Vishar Rahman Hilcha, Chavishar, Afil of Tommy. So he has this whole discussion. What do you need it for? But what do you see from the kasha? Right, correct. So Shekel, of course, you see from here that you get malchus.
You don't
do. That's why it's a kasha. If you didn't get malchus, then it's pashut. What the answer? The answer is you need rikma to get malchus. If it wouldn't rikma, it wouldn't turn into a sheretz. So you wouldn't get malchus. So Shekel always like to point out, but the Rambam disagrees. There's a famous Rambam here on page 11. Rambam says, "Afal pi shecholav behemet tamei obetze of tamei asur min haTorah." In loking alayim, shenemar b'sorim losochel al basim loking ve'in loking habeitzah. So the rabbi says the favorite, there's no malchus for Yotze. There's no malchus for Yotze. And he says, and the Magid Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get that from? To answer Tosas Kasha.
What is
he? It says, look in the Magid Mishnah, page 11. Zay Yotzel Rabbeinu, Mashachotzer Perigel Tereifus. Reisus Sheretz, Malamashim Rikmo V'Ochla Lokala, Shub Sheretz Ashuretz Al-Oretz, Mashachotzer Halo Rikmo, Lo, Al-Mahafu Pisha, Kola Yotzel Meretomi Tomei, Ein Lokin Olov, Shim Lokin Murikim Hayo Loka. So you see from here that so that's the answer to the Gasha, that there's no Malchus. Right. No, because it's from a reboy. It's not a regular. No, it's either from Basayana, so it's an extra reboy, or it's Gamal Shnei Amim, right? But there's no lav that says, you know, a favorish. So he says that you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus. Oh. So that's the machlokes. Now, so now let's see. Oh, so there's another famous Rambam. What about? So the cash is like this. Page 17, parent base, Allah Yimel. What about cannibalism? Eating people? Yeah, so what about? Yeah, Adam Afo Pishanem, Babahina, Adam Lafishaya, Eno, Michlal, Mine Chaya, Balas Parsel, Fiha, Eno, Bolo Sase. Because a person also doesn't chew its cud and have split hooves. But a person is in a different category.
But it also says, Ki Adam Eta Sada, and call all the fruit of the field is for Lo'achla, so you can eat people.
So that's what the Rambam says. Adam Aval Pish and Emar Bo, Ve'i Adam Le'Nefesh Chaya, Einu B'chalal Mine Chaya, Balas Parcel. It's not in that category. Ainu below sasa. For also b'shar adam or b'chol bo bein min nechay ben ma'is ainu loka. Come on, os isu hu be'ase. One second, isu hu be'ase. Shemar ezet ochlo. This animal, that animal, but the person's not included. So it's an isur ase. So the Magid Mishnah says, based on this, we can have another thing to learn. And that is, what's the story of Cholav Isha?
Yeah, sounds like it's awesome.
So if a person is usher, because the person, you're not allowed to eat people, so then how can you have the milk of a woman? Is that Yotzim and usher? So what's the answer to that? So that's the Magid Mishnah's discussion. It's mutter. So why is it mutter? Shani call Yotzim and Tommy Tommy. Ainus call all the main balaf. So that's the answer. Yotzim and Usr is only if the original Isser is an Isser laf, but this is an Isser essay. So that's why the Chal of Isha is mutter, because there's no Yotzei Min Isser. But you can say, how can you have breast milk? It's Chal of Yotzei Min Isser, because you can't eat the woman, so you can't eat her milk, drink the milk. answer is that the issur of eating a person is only an issur esse, is that tochlu, only this you should eat, but not. And that is the. Okay, so the next thing we have to see. Okay, so those are some background of this din of the Machlokas, Tosus, and the Rambam. And within the Rambam, this distinction between a lav and an essay. But now we have to see the din of Yotzei Min HaOser. In other words, all these distinctions between between Yotzei Min HaOser, right? In other words, we were saying before that there's only Yotzei Min HaOser of Trefa, but not Nevela, and that whole discussion. So then we have to look to see Prima Gadim's on this. So that'll take a little time. So that we can leave for Monday, Be'ez Hashem, and then there's another Behuda that's very fascinating as well. Placey and this, and a Chasam Sofer. So, you know, the famous famous question about how could a guy have milk or eggs? Because if really milk is supposed to be aser, midin yotzei min aser of Avi Menachai, and a guy is metzuvah on Avi Menachai, and the guy doesn't necessarily have the heter of lardaf and the pasuk. Right. So the veil, what's the heter for a guy to have milk and cheese and all these things? So that's Be'ez Hashem.
Is that
Isser,
the same
Isser
as the original
thing that came out of? Well, okay, so we'll see. So that's up and coming in this packet. We don't have time to say that over properly now. Okay, so at least we saw this story and how it works with the, you know, with the Sefer Shishim, with the first, we thought, like our clown thought, it was Mem Bamino, but he says Mem Sheino Mino, but then he says it's a Dam Shabishlo, so it's a Rabbanon, but then he says Dam Shabishlo is only on if it's only an Issa Dam, but this Issa Dam is Issa Yotzei. Amatosa says that there's no Issa Yotzei on, it's not a Chelach of the animal by the Dam, but that's only by the Veil and not by Trefa. The whole back and forth. Yeah, Avi Jay, you want to say something?
Has anybody ever heard of Kopi Luwak coffee? Kopi Luwak coffee is the most expensive coffee in the world. It is made from coffee beans that are eaten by a certain kind of cat and processed as it comes out the back. And then it apparently makes it taste very, very good when they grind it up. So if a cat itself is not kosher, obviously, but the coffee beans that go through it, there's a shaila on whether we paskin that the coffee beans are kosher or not. Because it might be Yotzei Min HaOser, at the same time, it could just be pure Shabbat Alma, depending on how you hold it.
Okay, that's very interesting. I don't know how anyone would want to eat it anymore once they know that.
I'm assuming it's cleaned beforehand, unless that's what gives it the flavor. I don't know.
Okay.
Rebbe, I want to take that one step further. Why is it okay? Some people say it's okay to have pig gelatin if it's broken down so much that it's no longer nicker and it's not considered food, but it's still.
I mean, I'm not.
Whether or not it's
different. I mean,
okay, different. We'll learn about gelatin. We'll get to it. Okay, it's good to see you all. Be'ez Hashem. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we have Shir Monday, Wednesday, right? Wednesday is Erev. No, there is. There's. No, I'm saying don't think that. Don't think there shouldn't be Shir.